The Resolutions of Jonathan Edwards. Being sensible that I am unable to do anything without God's help, I do humbly entreat Him, by His grace, to enable me to keep these resolutions so far as they are agreeable to His will, for Christ's sake. Remember to read over these resolutions once a week. 1. Resolved that I will do whatsoever I think to be most to the glory of God and my own good, profit, and pleasure in the whole of my duration, without any consideration of the time, whether now or never so many myriads of ages hence, resolved to do whatever I think to be my duty, and most for the good and advantage of mankind in general. Resolved so to do whatever difficulties I meet with, how many soever and how great soever. 2. Resolved to be continually endeavoring to find out some new contrivance and invention to promote the forementioned things. 3. Resolved, if ever I shall fall and grow dull, so as to neglect to keep any part of these resolutions, to repent of all I can remember when I come to myself again. 4. Resolved never to do any manner of thing, whether in soul or body, less or more, but what tends to the glory of God, nor be nor suffer it, if I can possibly avoid it. 5. Resolved never to lose one moment of time, but to improve it in the most profitable way I possibly can. 6. Resolved to live with all my might while I do live. 7. Resolved never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if it were the last hour of my life. 8. Resolved to act in all respects, both speaking and doing, as if nobody had been so vile as I, and as if I had committed the same sins or had the same infirmities or failings as others, and that I will let the knowledge of their failings promote nothing but shame in myself, and prove only an occasion of my confessing my own sins and misery to God. 9. Resolved to think much on all occasions of my dying and of the common circumstances which attend death. 10. Resolved, when I feel pain, to think of the pains of martyrdom and of hell. 11. Resolved, when I think of any theorem in divinity to be solved, immediately to do what I can towards solving it, if circumstances do not hinder. 12. Resolved, if I take delight in it as a gratification of pride or vanity, or on any such account, immediately to throw it by. 13. Resolved to be endeavoring to find out fit objects of liberality and charity. 14. Resolved never to do anything out of revenge. 15. Resolved never to suffer the least motions of anger towards irrational beings. 16. Resolved never to speak evil of anyone, so that it shall tend to his dishonor, more or less, upon no account except for some real good. 17. Resolved that I will live so as I shall wish I had done when I come to die. 18. Resolved to live so at all times as I think is best in my most devout frames, and when I have the clearest notions of the things of the gospel and another world. 19. Resolved never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if I expected it would not be above an hour before I should hear the last bump. 20. Resolved to maintain the strictest temperance in eating and drinking. 21. Resolved never to do anything which, if I should see in another, I should count a just occasion to despise him for, or to think any way the more meanly of him. 22. Resolved to endeavor to obtain for myself as much happiness in the other world as I possibly can, with all the power, might, vigor, and vehemence, yea, violence, I am capable of, or can bring myself to exert in any way that can be thought of. 23. Resolved frequently to take some deliberate action, which seems most unlikely to be done, for the glory of God, and trace it back to the original intention, designs, and ends of it, and if I find it not to be for God's glory, to repute it as a breach of the fourth resolution. 24. Resolved, whenever I do any conspicuously evil action, to trace it back till I come to the original cause, and then both carefully endeavor to do so no more, and to fight and pray with all my might against the original of it. 25. Resolved to examine carefully and constantly what that one thing in me is which causes me in the least to doubt of the love of God, and so direct all my forces against it. 26. Resolved to cast away such things as I find do abate my assurance. 27. Resolved never willfully to omit anything, except the omission be for the glory of God, and frequently to examine my omissions. 28. Resolved to study the Scriptures so steadily, constantly, and frequently, as that I may find and plainly perceive myself to grow in the knowledge of the same. 29. Resolved never to count that a prayer, nor to let that pass as a prayer, nor that as a petition of a prayer, which is so made that I cannot hope that God will answer it, nor that as a confession, which I cannot hope God will accept. 30. Resolved to strive every week to be brought higher in religion and to a higher exercise of grace than I was the week before. 31. Resolved never to say anything at all against anybody, but when it is perfectly agreeable to the highest degree of Christian honor and of love to mankind, agreeable to the lowest humility and sense of my own faults and failings, and agreeable to the golden rule, often when I have said anything against anyone, to bring it to and try it strictly by the test of this resolution. 32. Resolved to be strictly and firmly faithful to my trust that in Proverbs 20:6, a faithful man who can find may not be partly fulfilled in me. 33. Resolved in do always what I can towards making, maintaining, and preserving peace when it can be done without an overbalancing detriment in other respects. 34. Resolved in narrations, never to speak anything but the pure and simple verity. 35. Resolved, whenever I so much question whether I have done my duty, as that my quiet and calm is thereby disturbed, to set it down, and also how the question we resolved. 36. Resolved, never to speak evil of any, except I have some particular good call to it. 37. Resolved to inquire every night, as I am going to bed, wherein I have been negligent, what sin I have committed, and wherein I have denied myself, also at the end of every week, month, and year. 38. Resolved never to utter anything that is sportive or matter of laughter on a Lord's Day. 39. Resolved never to do anything of which I so much question the lawfulness as that I intend at the same time to consider and examine afterwards whether it be lawful or not, unless I as much question the lawfulness of the omission. 40. Resolved to inquire every night before I go to bed whether I have acted in the best way I possibly could with respect to eating and drinking. 41. Resolved to ask myself, at the end of every day, week, month, and year, wherein I could possibly, in any respect, have done better. 42. Resolved frequently to renew the dedication of myself to God, which was made at my baptism, which I solemnly renewed when I was received into the communion, or the church, and which I have solemnly remade this 12th day of January, 1723. 43. Resolved, never, henceforward, till I die, to act as if I were any way my own, but entirely and altogether God's, agreeable to what is to be found in Saturday, January 12th, 1723. 44. Resolved, that no other end but religion shall have any influence at all on any of my actions, and that no action shall be, in the least circumstance, any otherwise than the religious end will carry it. 45. Resolved, never to allow any pleasure or grief, joy or sorrow, nor any affection at all, nor any degree of affection, nor any circumstance relating to it, but what helps religion. 46. Resolved, never to allow the least measure of any fretting or uneasiness at my father or mother. Resolved, to suffer no effects of it, so much as in the least alteration of speech or motion of my eye, and to be especially careful of it with respect to any of our family. 47. Resolved, to endeavor to my utmost to deny whatever is not most agreeable to a good and universally sweet and benevolent, quiet, peaceable, contented and easy, compassionate and generous, humble and meek, submissive and obliging, diligent and industrious, charitable and even, patient, moderate, forgiving, and sincere temper, and to do at all times what such a temper would lead me to, and to examine strictly at the end of every week whether I have so done. 48. Resolved, constantly, with the utmost niceness and diligence, and the strictest scrutiny, to be looking into the state of my soul, that I may know whether I have truly an interest in Christ or not, that when I come to die, I may not have any negligence respecting this to repent of. 49. Resolved, that this never shall be, if I can help it. 50. Resolved, that I will act so, as I think I shall judge would have been best and most prudent when I come into the future world. 51. Resolved, that I will act so in every respect, as I think I shall wish I had done, if I should at last be damned. 52. I frequently hear persons in old age say how they would live if they were to live their lives over again. Resolved, that I will live just so as I can think I shall wish I had done, supposing I live to old age. 53. Resolved, to improve every opportunity when I am in the best and happiest frame of mind, to cast and venture my soul on the Lord Jesus Christ, to trust and confide in Him, and consecrate myself wholly to Him, that from this I may have assurance of my safety, knowing that I confide in my Redeemer. 54. Resolved, whenever I hear anything spoken in commendation of any person, if I think it would be praiseworthy in me, that I will endeavor to imitate it. 55. Resolved, to endeavor to my utmost so to act as I can think I should do if I had already seen the happiness of heaven and hell torments. 56. Resolved, never to give over, nor in the least to slacken, my fight with my corruptions, however unsuccessful I may be. 57. Resolved, when I fear misfortunes and adversity, to examine whether I have done my duty, and resolve to do it, and let the event be just as Providence orders it. I will, as far as I can, be concerned about nothing but my duty and my sin. 58. resolved not only to refrain from an air of dislike, fretfulness, and anger in conversation, but to exhibit an air of love, cheerfulness, and benignity. 59. Resolved, when I am most conscious of provocations to ill nature and anger, that I will strive most to feel and act good-naturedly, yea, at such times, to manifest good nature, though I think that in other respects it would be disadvantageous, and so as would be imprudent at other times. 60. Resolved, whenever my feelings begin to appear in the least out of order, when I am conscious of the least uneasiness within, or the least irregularity without, I will then subject myself to the strictest examination. 61. Resolved, that I will not give away to that listlessness which I find unbends and relaxes my mind from being fully and fixedly set on religion, whatever excuse I may have for it, that what my listlessness inclines me to do is best to be done, etc. 62. Resolved never to do anything but my duty, and then, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, to do it willingly and cheerfully as unto the Lord, and not to man, knowing that whatever good thing any man doth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. 63. On the supposition that there never was to be but one individual in the world, at any one time, who was properly a complete Christian, in all respects of a right stamp, having Christianity always shining in its true luster, and appearing excellent and lovely, from whatever part and under whatever character viewed, resolved to act just as I would do if I strove with all my might to be that one who should live in my time. 64. Resolved, when I find these groanings which cannot be uttered, of which the Apostle speaks, and those breathings of soul for the longing it has, of which the Psalmist speaks, Psalm 119, verse 20, that I will promote them to the utmost of my power, and that I will not be weary of earnestly endeavoring to vent my desires, nor of the repetitions of such earnestness. 65. Resolved, very much to exercise myself in this all my life long, with the greatest openness of which I am capable, to declare my ways to God, and lay open my soul to Him, all my sins, temptations, difficulties, sorrows, fears, hopes, desires, and everything and every circumstance, according to Dr. Manton's sermon on the 119th Psalm, July 26th and August 10th, 1723. 66. Resolved, that I will endeavor always to keep a benign aspect and an air of acting and speaking in all places and in all companies, except it should so happen that duty requires otherwise. 67. Resolved, after afflictions, to inquire what I am the better for them, what good I have got by them, and what I might have got by them. 68. Resolved, to confess frankly to myself all that which I find in myself, either infirmity or sin, and, if it be what concerns religion, also to confess the whole case to God and implore needed help. 69. Resolved, always to do that which I shall wish I had done when I see others do it. 70. Let there be something of benevolence in all that I speak. August 17th, 1723.